This is Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmail Radio news update at 8. I am Babison Harris. Liberia is today joining the world over to celebrate Mother Language Day. The day has been celebrated under the theme Linguistic Diversity and Multilingualism Count for Sustainable Development. Languages, with their complex implications for identity, communication, social integration, education and development, are of strategic importance for people and planet. Yet due to globalization processes, they are increasingly under threat or disappearing altogether. More than 50% of the approximately 7,000 languages spoken in the world are likely to die out within a few generations, and 96% of these languages are spoken by a mere 4% of the world's population. Only a few hundred languages have genuinely been given pride of place in education systems and the public domain, and less than 100 are used in the digital world. International Mother Language Day has been observed every year since February 2000 to promote linguistic and cultural diversity and multilingualism. International Mother Language Day also supports Target 6 of Goal 4 of the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. Ensure that all youth and a sustainable proportion of adults, both men and women, achieve literacy and numeracy. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says global deaths of newborn babies remain alarmingly high, particularly among the world's poorest countries. Releasing its new report on newborn mortality, UNICEF noted that babies born in Japan, Iceland, and Singapore have the best chance at survival, while newborns in Pakistan, the Central African Republic, and Afghanistan face the worst odds. According to UNICEF's Executive Director Henrietta Fore, while efforts have been made to more than halve the number of deaths among children under the age of 5 in the last quarter century, the agency has not made similar progress in ending deaths among children less than 1 month old. A recent verdict headed down by the ECOWAS court against the Gambian government in a case involving 4 journalists have been welcomed by the West African Journalists Association. The 4 journalists were arrested in 2015 under the regime of former President Yahya Jammeh, accused of criminal libel laws, and the case was ruled against the Gambian government. The president of the West African Journalists Association, Waja Peter Kokwe, told on the radio his association thinks this recent verdict should send a signal to other countries in the region as a wake-up call to those who have criminal libel on their books. The news is coming to you from Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. More than 5,000 people have attended the burial of Zimbabwe's opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai in his home village after he died of colon cancer. The burial was marred by divisions in the party he formed and led, the Movement for Democratic Change, MDC. Cries booed two leaders challenging the appointment of Nelson Chamisa as the party's acting president. Mr. Tsvangirai, a fierce opponent of ZANU-PF's 37-year rule, died of colon cancer on 14 February, aged 65. And a London-based lawyer has been charged with making false statements to investigators looking at links between Donald Trump's election campaign team and Russia. Court documents allege that Alex Van der Zwan made a false statement when questioned about his work for Ukraine's Ministry of Justice. He is the 19th person to be charged by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. On Friday, 13 Russians were charged with tampering in the 2016 U.S. election. That's the Unmail Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmail, you can log on to www.unmail.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmail2003, or twitter/unmailnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.